Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Hi, loves. Hi. It's been a while. Welcome to Friday, the day of love, 6 p.m., the hour of love. You are listening to The Master's Playground, and tonight we are truly honored to welcome accomplished astrologer Christopher Witecki. Hi, Christopher.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. Do you prefer Christopher or Chris?
I usually go by Christopher,
okay,
at least formally.
Beautiful. Okay, great. Yeah, yes. Excellent. We are going to be exploring the language of astrology. Yes, we are in emerging, amazing, powerfully driven times. And it's all about diving into the tools of really getting to know ourselves through a variety of different mystical, I don't know, how do you want to put it? A variety of different tools to help us reclaim ourselves. So, very good. So, before we actually dive into anything on the show, we take a moment to tune in. As you're tuning into us and we to you, we take a moment to stop and tune in together. And we do so by chanting the Adi Mantra. Now, the Adi Mantra is traditionally had at the beginning of every Kundalini yoga meditation. And it's really just taking a moment for us to stop and tune in with the divine teacher within. Yes. So, for those of you who are seasoned yogis, I invite you to join me. And for those of you that are completely new to this, just feel the vibration. Really just go into the sensation of it all. All right. Placing our hands in prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Taking a deep breath in through your nose. Inhale. Exhale. And on the next breath, we'll begin. Om. Yes, you are tuning into the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and we are welcoming Christopher Witecki, accomplished astrologer, sensei to Sirius Joy, which I love hearing on a daily basis.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. So I was thinking about how everyone is really starting to, you know, tune into themselves, especially with the amazing times that we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a variety of different tools that people are diving into, right? Mm-hmm. Astrology being on the emerging front. I feel like it's making a serious comeback tour, if you will.
You know? Nice. Nice. I love it. Seriously.
And so what's happening, what I'm noticing is that people are really taking the time to get to know themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would consider you, as I mentioned, you are a very accomplished astrologer. I personally watch pretty much everything that you do on a daily basis.
Wow.
So thank you. No, thank you. Yeah. So let's, for those who are new to astrology or new to astrologers, in general. Why don't we take a moment to, you know, and introduce you to our audience?
Okay.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how you got started in the work that you do.
You know, it's an interesting story. I grew up with a mother who was a psychic. She did my tarot cards every day of the week, and my dad, self-proclaimed wizard and Jedi. So I had a really weird childhood, and I accepted and it received everything they told me and everything. Mm-hmm. But I kind of had like a bent shoulder about the whole psychic arts and everything. Mm-hmm. And so long story short, a girl that I was interested in dating did my astrology chart and was doing a little reading for me. And when she was done, she was like, "And I don't think we should date." And I was so pissed.
Oh, I would have been crushed. I would have been crushed.
Well, she was right about everything. I was like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Well, it's all about career with you." And I was like, "Oh my God." I was stunned white as far as really being put on a spot. Plus, she was a Scorpio, so she did very well.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, yes. I vowed to learn. And so I started learning. And it was a hobby at first. Mm-hmm. But I'm a TV producer. I went down to do TV. Mm-hmm. And so at one point, I basically exploited myself and was like, you know what make good daily content? Astrology. Mm-hmm. So 8 years later now, I'm a slave to it.
I love it.
That's the story of how I got into it.
Yes, beautiful. So, wait, you mentioned that your mother is a psychic and your father is what again, a wizard?
Well, he was called himself. Yeah, he was, you know, the truth is my parents, I mean, you're the same. I just found out we're born the same year.
Yeah.
I won't reveal it because you're a woman. You don't have to. But we have the same first name,
too.
Here's
a hint, you know, for those looking into the video. All right. Anyways.
Did you know, actually, that was the lowest birth rate in the entire century. I mean, an entire century.
I love.
Worldwide.
I love how you know these random facts.
I know, because they come
out of nowhere.
Like, oh my God.
I love it.
So, yeah, my parents, I mean, they were definitely the Jedi kind of spiritualists in the 70s. Mm-hmm. So I grew up under a lot of, my dad read Seth and Create Your Own Reality, and mm-hmm. he meditated. We were Buddhists. Mm-hmm. We also went to Catholic. We did everything.
Yeah.
And dad called himself a Jedi, but he raised me to believe we could, you know, create our reality.
Beautiful.
So at some point, it all started to merge. For me personally, I was interested in knowing myself. Like, you know, it was like a personally know myself. Mm-hmm. And I was just so happy when I discovered astrology because it gave me terms for things I already intuited.
Right, right. And you're a Taurus, so you're a manifester. You really bring things into manifestation. So I would think, you know, what your parents are instilling in you, especially, you know, this concept of, you know, you create your own reality. That's something that perhaps, you know, was very, you know, tactile for you, something that you could, you know, naturally resonate with, I would assume.
Yeah, totally. It made sense. It resonated with me as I heard it. Mm-hmm. My dad was a Pisces. He's actually passed on already, just so you know. Like, he was like, I'm done. He's out of here.
Okay,
Pisces.
Well, you know, he has another mission, you know.
Yeah, they're hot and they're cold. Yeah,
blessings.
Exactly. Yeah, he blessings. Got pulled. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for me, I'm fascinated with actually how spiritual comes into material. That's my mm-hmm. own personal obsession. Like, how does God do it? How do we go from a thought to actual hard reality? And
right.
And so astrology was helping me map it out and helping me understand myself on a profound level.
Right.
And then I started reporting for about 4 or 5 years into it, mm-hmm. Doing horoscopes, mm-hmm. then I really started to go into the serious joy path, which is like, okay, if there's enlightenment, if we mm-hmm. can actually be enlightened, what does that look like astrologically? What's the structure? What am I pointing my clients to? Like, what are we
analysis.
Doing?
Like, I love it.
Let's get it down. Because mm-hmm. Astrology has it down. I mean, mm-hmm. as far as knowing who you are, it's just humbling.
It's such a beautiful symphonic, you know, experience once you really start to dive into understanding the language of God, the language of the universe, the language of the divine, you know, insert your, you know, whatever you would define to be this sixth sense, seventh sense, you mm-hmm. know. Yeah, yeah. So it's quite beautiful. So
thank you
for diving into the work and being so intrigued. I mean, You're serving us all. You really are.
I'm trying to decode. I want to manifest faster. I think it's a personal mm-hmm. inner child. Like, hey, I mean, truthfully, I'm driven kind of by Disneyland ideals. I'm an artist. I want mm-hmm. to tell stories. Mm-hmm. I want to manifest big, bright, pretty things. And mm-hmm. so along the way, I needed to do either wait tables or something else.
Right, right, right.
So I'm going to help people.
Right, right. And, you know, it's interesting that you say that you're an artist because I watch your video production and the amount of graphics and compliments that go just goes into a daily post. I mean, it's quite impressive from an analytical, you know, from the images that you select, the complimenting music that you select, you know, as far as, you know, it's really interesting. You have transitions, you know, and you have these great little tones, these little you know, setting the tone, you know, for Jupiter, or, you know, setting the turn for, you know, look out, Mars is on, you know, is on its rampage, or, you know, whatever it is. So,
Thank you. We get a little homage to, I guess, George Lucas, you know, growing up with Star Wars and having a little tune for every character.
Excellent. Yeah. Lightsaber comes to mind for me for some reason. Yeah. So what would you say was your, okay, so you mentioned your girlfriend, or the girl that was not quite the girlfriend.
Yeah, she's today one of my best friends in the world. We stayed very tight, yeah.
Oh, so would you say that she was your inspiration to really dive into this, or was it just a culmination of, you know, everything coming together?
To her credit, she's a master teacher herself, and this was one of those cases where it was fate to meet her. I think I studied under her in a past life. Mm-hmm. So she grabbed me and had the ability to look in my eyes and go, hey,
yeah.
You know, do you know what you are? Do you know what you can do? Da, da, da. Like, she was that person.
I love those people. Yeah.
My heart wants to be that person, mm-hmm. you know, for people too. So mm-hmm. I get a personal kick out of that. And I've always had great teachers who've kind of like along the way they hadn't mentioned. So
right.
What she got me excited about was myself. Mm-hmm. And she gave me the tools to explore it. Mm-hmm. And then she created a monster. I was just like, that's it. I need to know and understand everything.
Yeah,
exactly.
Beautiful. Right.
So
on.
I'm grateful for her. And I'm grateful for all the teachers. But I think astrology is kind of like, is a tool, like you said in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, as an homage to all things astrology. So I was trying to figure out what kind of music to play, right?
Okay.
And I was having so much fun. You know, I was like, okay, ooh, I love this song. Wait, if you just think of astrology and listen to the lyrics, this will work, as opposed to love or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm inspired, and I want to start the first song with an invitation for everyone to, you know what, you've heard the song 10 million times before, throw out every association that you've ever had with it and replace it with astrology. And I invite you to re-experience this classic song. Enjoy. Yes, I hope that you revisited that classic song with an astrological brush. Yes. Having a blast here on the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and our guest today is Christopher Witecki, accomplished astrologer, I would say magician, artist, you know, somebody who is definitely helping to, I don't know, doing his part, you know, to awaken the collective consciousness even further. So thank you. I keep saying thank you because I'm really grateful, you know, for all of us who work in I guess you can call it the service industry, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you. And you can probably identify. For me, it's like learning to accept and receive is my where I'm at now. Like, it's like, so when you say thank you, I'm sitting here going, accept and receive.
Yeah, that's really interesting, actually. I was doing a meditation just recently. You know, as you know, we were going through this really intense, you know, solar eclipse, new moon, and everybody had these challenges that were like opportunities, really.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, how do you want to navigate it? And I remember I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and focus on a handful of meditations and really get into the zone. And that was one of them, really focusing on the relationship of giving and receiving, and receiving. So
opening for business.
We're right there. We're right there.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I think the world is right there. You mentioned earlier that, you know, we had the Mayan shift 2012 and now it's only now 2 years later that I personally am feeling, starting to feel shifted, if you want to put it that way.
Wow.
But it's a constant moment-to-moment effort.
I know. It's a very hands-on process. It really is. I know exactly what you mean. I mean, that's, you know, it's interesting. We talk about in Kundalini Yoga how this year is the year that's governed by the number 7.
Oh?
Yeah. And you know, you're also a numerologist. I mean, your resume goes on, but I primarily just, you know, focused on, you know, what you're putting out there.
Yeah,
but
and I had to choose that myself. You know, light workers, they're like 500 high. So we do 1,000 things, you know.
It's
which one do you choose?
Yeah, visit my site. You'll see like
master of hyphens. No, yeah,
I mean, total. And I do it all, right? So, so the year of work, really, you know, what that for me translates into is the year where we really work on becoming our authentic self.
Yeah.
And really doing the work to that hands-on effort to get out of our own way.
Yes.
You know, that the fears that pop up, the illusions, you know, and really get into the kernel of opportunity of just, it's like a caterpillar butterfly process over and over and over again, you know, and the deeper you go, the bigger the wings, I guess you could say.
I would say so. I would say though, I don't know. I mean, we're exactly the same age. So, it feels like with my clients that I read and everywhere that this might be the real true like awakening moment, in the sense that for the first time I really feel like you say the butterfly thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, all the way back to the 90s, you know, as far as reading Celestine prophecy, I feel like I've been on the verge of a freaking butterfly. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
When is the butterfly going to fly?
Yeah,
you know, I think maybe today, like I really mean it this time. I think the butterfly is going to fly.
That's great.
But it really feels like it. No, but it really does feel like, for me, like I feel like I've taken off, I'm just starting to finally take off this wet coat I was born with.
Right, exactly. I would completely agree. I feel, I don't know. I went through a process known as the dark night of the soul.
I don't know what that is, but I think I've been there.
Yeah. So basically it's where you're completely, you do all the spiritual work throughout your lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you think you're on the path, you think you're doing great, you're on the internet, and then all of a sudden, everything goes wrong. Everything is stripped away. Everything is just chaotic. And essentially what happens is that you are, in essence, being pulled up even more into, you know, you're merging with the divine even more. It's an intense process. It's not a ride available in an amusement park. It's a really intense process. So anyway,
it sounds intense.
Yeah, it was.
Are there disclaimers you signed before you did that?
No, I mean, okay. I was just claimed. That's basically where was I going with this? I forgot now. You know,
but I had a question while you were talking. If I could just segue,
please.
How important was Star Wars to you as a kid? Like, was that your only religion?
Phenomenally important.
Me too.
Phenomenally. You know, there I was, five to seven, somewhere in there, you know, looking at all of the philosophy and the force. I didn't really know what it meant back then. I mean, I thought everything looked really cool, and Darth Vader was like so cool with his breathing mask and the whole thing. But, you know, it really planted a seed overall that has, I don't know, it just keeps getting more and more enriched as I move forward in life.
The whole idea of the Force and... Yeah,
yeah, you know, because it was all inspired primarily, you know, with George's appreciation of Joseph Campbell.
Yep.
So,
and I think even Reiki. I mean, I think now we would call it Reiki.
For a minute there, I thought it was martial arts or something. You know, it's like, what are we doing? You know, Tai Chi. But yeah, there, it definitely goes deep. So back to astrology, everyone. Back to astrology. So, oh yeah. So basically, going back to what you just said, yes, the collective consciousness is, in essence, facing themselves, letting go of illusions, breaking off, mantras, scripts that perhaps dominated a majority of their life. And I am finding that it is happening left and right. There are some individuals who are not, you know, in tune with it from what I'm noticing, but they're open. They're a little more open than before. So with that, let's talk about astrology, how astrology could be of service to individuals, because I'm sure... You know, to the layman, they're like, what? You know, I'm a Pisces, or, hey, man, I'm a Gemini. You know, what's going on? You know, and a lot of people are becoming more and more well-versed with what's your moon, what's this, what's that. Mm-hmm. But what would be your recommendation on how somebody who, could get started with understanding their own natal chart?
That's a good question. Well, step one is ask everyone around you what their sign is. Mm-hmm. Ask everyone around you, your boss, the person you freaking hate at 7-Eleven every morning that doesn't say hi to you, like, and you will immediately start to put the framework of consciousness. It'll start to come together on your own. You will see that these same signs have these same parts of you, whatever. As far as learning your own chart, you know, like, I teach the basics. I have a little thing on the Astro 101 that's, like, free, tells you the basics, and I'll tell you how to run your chart, and you run your chart. The best way to look at astrology, to me, is that we actually have 12 parts of ourselves, is what it looks like in the incarnation process. We have we have 12 states of awareness. Love is who we are. That's the sun. Mm-hmm. And then we have our thoughts, Mercury. Mm-hmm. We have our creativity. Mm-hmm. And literally, just like the planets are swinging around, we're growing. We have, these are different clocks that are slowly turning over time. So several hands turning. And so when we jump in the pool and incarnate, we align with that soup. We align with the timing of all of that. And I think when we leave, we pop out of it. But when you're on this ride, you're in this alignment. So to understand yourself, you can look up each of your planets and what sign they're in. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's lots of websites out there that'll help you do that. Mm-hmm. But what it's describing is different parts of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and I think what astrology helps you to do, in my opinion, the best thing it does is give you a map of how complicated and crazy you are.
Yes.
Or an individual is. I'm talking to myself here.
Cheers to that. Yes.
It's okay, I thought I was crazy. You are crazy. It's right here in the planets. You okay, know, now what?
One of the most beautiful things, you know, we're in sync again. Just a handful of days ago, I was exchanging with a new, you know, there's new people that are coming into the tribe of Pisces. There's new people that are arriving. There's a whole, we'll get into that.
Brand new souls? Brand new Pisces souls?
Brand new people in this Piscean perspective.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, we were laughing at one another over how everyone really is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone really is. You know? I mean, it's great. It's great.
Yeah, reminds me of Douglas Adams, too, if you ever read Hitchhiker's Guide.
Oh, yeah. Wow, what a flashback.
One of my inspirations, but the Earth is founded by crazy people.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot that existed. Thank you.
But I think it's true, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, all right. So that is a nice little intro. I noticed that astrology, I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
It really is. So much so that even numerology comes into play.
Yep.
You know, exactly with what are known as degrees.
Yes.
Things of that nature. Can you help illuminate, you know, what that means for people?
Absolutely. That's actually one of the things I think I brought to astrology is I noticed in my own work that the degrees, Linda Goodman gets credit for cracking the code to numbers and planets in her books in the 70s.
Well done, Sarah.
And so she was excellent, just like, reference. No, Neptune is a seven. I was like, it is? Like, and what's really funny is like you're having a conversation with Linda Goodman because in your head, because you're like, I would have thought Neptune was a nine. Yeah. But the fact that we think about these things,
right.
So what I discovered with, I wanted, from doing the horoscopes every day of the week, I was trying to get to know the planets on a more subtle level. And I started studying the actual degrees of the planets in every degree. And have you ever read the birthday book? But it's one of these books. And I tell people, I'm an astrologer. And they're like, oh, you are? Did you read the birthday book? I'm like, yes, I have. You know?
Available at Barnes & Noble for $12.99 or something. Yeah.
It's gigantic, but it's so accurate. And it's based on the same thing as the degree. So it turns out that consciousness is. You know, I don't know if it's like what the Matrix says, that we're plugged into some supercomputer somewhere, but we're all buying into this same consciousness right now.
Yeah.
And in essence, the consciousness was all built at the same time by creators. So numbers, astrology, colors, shapes, chakras, you name it. It's all the same thing. Mm-hmm. It expresses itself in a million different ways.
The kaleidoscope.
Absolutely. And yeah. So it turns out that numerology and astrology are best friends. Actually, numerology, astrology, and sacred geometry best friends.
Thank you for including sacred geometry. Yes.
Which was kind of a new part to the party. But I had realized actually that I was intuitive to sacred geometry as a Taurus. Like I'd always kind of felt the shape of things, and then sacred geometry helped me with that. So the degrees is literally very simple. I'll go through the secret code. Zero is Pluto. Mm-hmm. One is the sun. Two is the moon. Three is Jupiter. Mm-hmm. Four is Uranus. Five is Mercury. Mm-hmm. Six is Venus, giving and receiving. Mm-hmm. Seven is Neptune. So that's a Neptune life you're living. Mm-hmm. Eight is Saturn. Nine is Mars. 10 is Earth, which is Taurus. That's something I've kind of brought to the... And 11 is Chiron, which is Virgo. So I'm kind of an astrologer who's pushing on a little bit and said in my own studies, hey, I think this is the way it is, you know, as our conscious gets bigger. And one of the two big things I think is that Earth, Taurus ruled by Earth and Virgo's ruled by Chiron, not Mercury. So that's my opinion. So that's how the numerology.
Wounded healer. That's very interesting.
Yes. Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Wounded healer. Yeah, okay. And then we can go there forever.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for breaking that down. Now, what about when actually the numbers start to get a little bit even further, like 22, 23, 24?
Okay.
How does that come? Not to get too far into it, because I know it's a little bit more, I guess you could say, taking that next step into understanding astrology, but for kicks.
No, I'm glad you asked, too, because this is all new stuff no one's really asked me before, but the truth is that as you go up in the degrees, you're actually going up into the architecture of the incarnation. So the sacred geometry is building, right? Mm-hmm. So in 22, what you have is the emotional state of awareness and the emotional state of awareness working together. It literally is kind of like what notes in the human you're hitting at that second. And what I found is that when you get into these high vibrations, you're literally at a 20. So what does that mean? That means you have 19, let's say, steps or points of awareness that your consciousness is aware of before 20.
Right.
Right. Or not. Some people jump up to 20. They don't have they don't understand anything that leads to 20.
Those are
your Justin Biebers that get famous at 20. Right. You know what I mean? They're thrown into like step 20, like passion, high up, very, very powerful. So the truth is that as you get higher in the degree, you get more towards mastery. The higher degrees are actually more subtle as far as your experience of them. So they're far more subtle, but they're far more potent at the same time. You know, so someone who is born in the 20s, in the degrees of the 20s, can do a very subtle thing that turns into a riot down the street. They're a master of consciousness. They plant seeds on the high spectrum, and it ends up affecting everyone trickle down. So there really is spiritual trickle down. The irony, though, just to give you, is like people who were born in the early degrees, they're learning basically the facets of that consciciousness. So if you're like first 10 degrees of Pisces, you're learning self-compassion. That's the first tenet of Pisces, self-compassion. Right. It's not till you're in the 20s that you're actually living a life where you're telling others to be compassionate. Like, hey, everyone, we should maybe not be mean to people.
I'm a 22.
Oh, my God. I love that. Oh, I had no idea.
22.
You just gave me little butterflies.
Yes. I'm a 22 sun, Pisces. Hi, loves.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Did I mention we should love each other? Okay. That's it. All right.
That was awesome.
Yes.
Yes. And so, that's funny. Did you tell me 22 or did I just pull that out of the sky? You might have said 22.
Earlier.
You might have planted that. My consciousness, Pisces. Yeah. Very clever.
I know. We're a little tricky that way, actually.
Well, actually, so it comes down to this. So as you ride the wave of your 20s, which is basically like you live in the emotion of the two and you bounce off of other people's two. So it's not till your 20s that you really affect others and the conscious is bouncing off of others.
It was a mess up until my late 20s, yes.
Then what happens is when it works, it's Age of Aquarius for innovation. So the cool thing about this is that is the sacred geometry right there.
Yeah.
The idea that this is what blew my mind, that if you add emotion plus emotion, you get innovation. You get a four. And I was like, but wait, that's simple math. 2 + 2 = 4. It's like, oh my God, is it really that simple? Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
It all adds up that way. And it adds up all that way too. I've studied phone numbers. You know,
house numbers, everything. And then, I mean, numerology is a big aspect in my own life.
Yeah.
You know, where I live, what number I'm getting, things like that. So
it's almost like the Matrix coming unfolded, you know, the conscious of the Matrix. Everything has a tag, everything has a place and order. And so your people in the 22 degrees, I'll just leave this for your listeners, is that if you're born in the early degrees, your focus is always on the top. But if you're born in the 22s and higher, your focus is always back down at your feet.
Yes, grounding out, I would put it. Yes, yes.
But, yeah,
excellent. Beautiful. Thank you so much for taking us down that amazingly yummy and oh, I don't know. It brings out the nerd in me. It really does. I'm like, yeah, yeah, keep talking numbers. This is great. You know, it really does. So anyways, I think it's time for another song. Hey. You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and we are here with Christopher Witecki, who I could literally, like I said, I can go on and on and on with, you know, his list of credits, but I'm going to primarily say accomplished astrologer and master magician. I like that. I don't know. It feels right. All right, so with that, what to play? I think I'm going to invite you to float into the universe with me. Enjoy. Yay, I love that version. Across the Universe with Fiona Apple. Yes, oh, it's such a great version. Welcome back to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and you are listening to a special evening as we discuss the language of astrology with accomplished astrologer Christopher Witecki. Yay. All right. So earlier in the show, we got to know a little bit about Chris. We ended up understanding how to get started with astrology, you know, just, you know, how do we go about doing it? What are some, you know, what are some additional information that, you know, to look at? So we did that, right? Which is absolutely wonderful. But I'm getting a little tickle. I have a random question for you.
Okay.
And it's totally random, actually. Pets and astrology.
Okay.
What's your take on that?
Oh, 100%. The only thing that sucks about it is everyone's adopting their dog, so nobody knows what their dog's sign is, and that's my problem right now. Adopted my dog, I rescued him, like, what's his chart? I don't know.
Wow.
It's 100% accurate, though. I think you can totally look into it. And
Right.
They're in the same synchronicity. Once you jump into the matrix, you're in the soup.
Mm-hmm. So excellent. Yeah, and I don't even know why I got that message to actually ask you about it, but I'm like, okay. Pets and astrology, pets and, you know, like there's something there.
You could totally. I mean, if you know your pet's astrology, it'll help you so much relate to your pet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It really will.
Oh,
understand
it's so
what's
tender.
So important
I love
to your
it.
Pet. Yeah.
I love it.
I think my dog is a Cancer, but that's not a story.
Mm. Cancers, yes. Okay, so moving forward. Now, we've been connecting on the fact that you and I are the same age.
Yep.
And so we have similar astrological complements happening in our charts as a result.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. The year that we were born, what's happening, you know, as far as our generation, if you will.
Well, I don't want to stroke 73 too much, but it was the lowest birth rate of the year. I looked it up. There's a lot of interesting things going on. I mean, when you start to look at your chart, you go, am I a freak? And then the chart starts revealing everything that you've not really thought about yourself.
Right.
73 was a unique year. We had what we call a grand trine in air that mm-hmm. year. So all the intellect came together.
Mm-hmm.
And literally from January to May of that year is when the country's intellect came together about Richard Nixon, and he was out by the summer. So right. 73 is when it all came together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you and I are really about. You know, like mm-hmm. we are all about bringing you and I, you know, so it's refreshing to be here with you, working in your work too, and to have another 73. I think we're equally distributed among the masses. We don't see each other very much.
Right.
But one cool thing is that we have Neptune in Sag from like 1970 to, you know, through the early 80s, Neptune was in Sagittarius. And so these are souls who were born psychically aware of the new religion,
mm-hmm.
Sagittarius, of the new philosophy, of mm-hmm. the new, right? Mm-hmm. In the last time Pluto was in Capricorn was the 1700s, the birth of America. And you had a generation of Neptune and Sages who intuitively knew what the new had to be.
Mm-hmm.
They were just born knowing it. So I was asking earlier about Star Wars because I kind of feel like something about the religion and mysticism of Star Wars has to do with how we think things really are and we know things really are.
Right.
There's a new Star Wars coming out next year.
I know.
Right.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
It's like a new Catholic church.
You know, even this new Star Trek's, you know. Just give me any sci-fi, I'm there. And side note, Blade Runner is my all-time favorite movie in the history of all movies. I always love to say that. Okay, proceed.
I loved Blade Runner right away. I mean, Harrison Ford, there's so much good stuff there in the music and Vangelis. It was a piece of art that they made us watch in film school over and over again, by the way.
Well done.
So Neptune in Sag is that the Neptune is God, consciousness, psychic energy. Sag is philosophy, religion. But Sag is also the galactic center mm-hmm. where the Milky Way centers. And so... Mm-hmm. The birth canal of the universe comes from Sag. So if God was any sign, God would be a Sagittarius.
Right.
Neptune and Sag would mean that you're a generation that's talking to God. Here mm-hmm. you and I are talking to God right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about all this is that Saturn moves into Sagittarius for mm-hmm. the first time since 1986, which is basically when you had like the Celestine prophecy come out.
Right.
Okay, when Saturn went to Sag last time, that was when this wave of light work came out for the first time.
Right.
And we started having, you know, The Artist's Way and, mm-hmm. you know, all these different books that were changing our lives quietly back on. Now Saturn is back in Sag. So in a way, it'll be in Sag Christmas Eve, which is so appropriate.
It's the best gift ever.
Thanks, God.
There it is. Okay.
And so the strange thing is in the other two transits of Sag, we were growing up in the 70s. We were still too young in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
As Saturn goes into Neptune, into Sagittarius this time, mm-hmm. you technically have this Star Wars generation of kids all now becoming Jedis. Like, that generation is finally grown up to be Jedi.
So Oh, God, I just love hearing you say Jedi.
I know, doesn't it? You know, thanks, George Lucas.
It's like we're becoming masters in a way, or, you know, what would be another term for it? I don't know. It's hard to capture the right words for it.
There really isn't anything for it.
Yeah.
In our consciousness, and we need it. Lucas hit a chord big time.
Right. I'm a little distracted here because I'm also feeling the energy of tarot cards coming into the mix a little bit. Yes, it is customary here on the Master's Playground for us to dive into understanding what is happening for the coming week, right? And we do so traditionally by pulling a couple of cards and going, okay, divine, universe, God, consciousness, all right, Chrissy, what's the vibe that's coming for the week, right? But before we actually get into the cards themselves, I want to actually turn to you. You know, we're going through a very yummy, opportunistic experience right now. We really are, you know. And, you know, I just want to check your pulse. I mean, what is your take on the energies that are about to greet us this coming weekend week, you know, and week?
You know, it's interesting in Halloween, but it really is about letting old ghosts die.
Yeah.
That's what I say this next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we all have ghosts. We know they've been there. We've talked about it before. We've been a butterfly 1,000 times. But I really think some ghosts are really dying.
Right. I would say some profound ghosts are really dying, you know, which goes back to that whole, you know, that whole thing of where we're all sort of shedding, I don't know, things that no longer serve our divine truth, you know.
Absolutely.
Maybe at one point it did. It was protective or what have you. But now it's sort of like, oh, you know, that's kind of like a weight now, you know, that kind of energy. You know, it's really interesting that you say that because the cards are reinforcing it.
Oh, really? What'd you pull?
Okay. All right. For those of you who are tuning in to SkidRowStudios.com, you know, and watching the video, I'm holding up the card to the camera. And for those of you who have not, we ended up getting the Chariot.
Oh, keep getting the Chariot, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Wait,
keep getting
you grunted.
It.
You grunted.
Oh, no, there's that damn card. It keeps coming off. It comes up a lot for me.
All right. That's so groovy. All right. So the Chariot, it's a willingness to surrender. Okay. I read what's known as Kabbalah Tarot. So okay. I like to line everything up to the Tree of Life.
Awesome.
Yes, I know. And I have, you know, some amazing teachers who just completely saturated me with that information. Great friends too. Willingness to surrender and go along with things, but specifically it's highlighting our confronting our fears.
Yes.
It will give us the illusion of control. Listen to those words. The illusion of control. Like, I've got this, you know, this illusion. You know, our ego will want to get involved. But really, it's about trusting things. Confronting our fears with trust. As opposed to this manhandled, oh, you know, I've got to eradicate this from my life type of thing. Or insert whatever mantra you want to say. So it's really about trusting things.
What does your inner child say when you're told to trust? When you say to yourself, you just have to trust.
Well, yeah.
Does your inner child go,
no,
really?
Just what I just said. Well, yeah.
Oh, that must be a Pisces kid.
Yeah. Like, why is it taking everyone so long? You know what I mean?
Oh, gotcha. You're like, right on.
And then their fears would project on. And I'm like, wait, now I'm programmed. Now I'm you know, like there's a little bit of resentment because somewhere in that inner child, I let go of that truth. Based on experiencing my radius living in, quote unquote, their fears.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we lose our innocence. And then we come back. Hi. Okay.
Well said, Pisces. I went around the block with you there.
Right
we went
on,
to
man.
Neptune and back.
You know, we're always in the ocean. I'm like,
I
hey.
Know.
You know.
My dad was a Pisces, by
you
the
know,
way.
It's like, yeah, it's really cool over here, but come on over here. Let's go over here, you know, really quickly. So, yes, the Chariot. So it's really about movement, advancement, traveling, there's a duality, there's a conflict, but it's also about victory. The victory that's had through trusting. So that is the first card, everyone, for the energies that are coming this, you know, that are complimenting us throughout the week. I always like to ask, you know, okay, universe divine, thank you for that. May I have another?
Pisces.
May I have another?
Do you have one more in there?
You know,
just one more.
You know, And this is getting a little wild. Last week, we ended up welcoming to the Masters Playground the founder, creator, and owner of the Cosmic Intelligence Agency.
I saw that.
Yeah. She, you know, Agent 12, sending love. And interestingly enough, the card that I drew for the second card, you know, was also made an appearance in that episode. So this card likes to show up to this consciousness. This microphone.
Yeah.
To all the earbuds.
Yeah.
Okay. So those tuning in again, we ended up getting what? The Four of Wands yet again. So, all right. The Four of Wands. It is a couple dancing on the stage of life. Okay. Hold on. Let me grab my notes because, you know, I'm one of those girls who loves her notes. One second, please. But let me take a step back. The Chariot, the number 7, numerology-wise, what was your take on the Chariot for the energies of the coming week? We already understand, you know, Kabbalistically what we can anticipate, but what if that number 7 complementing the tarot card?
Well, I didn't know 7 was the Chariot. So that's fascinating to know. That helps me understand the Chariot so much.
Yeah, I guess I was, you know.
That was a good thing, because Chariot makes it sound kind of ego, but it's just the opposite. It's that... It's that God takes you on a chariot ride if you surrender. So it's basically saying, right? Mm-hmm. Like, astrologically, the sun is trining Neptune for the next 3 to 4 days. Like, one of the most powerful trines you can get. So God is talking straight to us. Neptune's retrograde, which means that this is an opportunity to release the past. If Neptune was direct, God would be telling us what to do. We'd be up on a mountain writing new commandments. But it's retrograde, so we're going back and letting go of stuff. So that card is absolutely correct. It's about... You're saying surrender the process, and that's interesting to me, because to me that's Scorpio. With Scorpio, it's like...
Oh, the word process is Scorpio for you?
Well, no. Once you make a decision, like you're out of my life, Scorpio takes care of it. It's on its own. The human Scorpio consciousness will automatically shut the door and lock it for you once you decide. That's what's kind of cool about it.
Yeah. So my best friend is a Scorpio.
It's true, but God will do it for you. So if you borrow the Scorpio consciousness, go, I really want her out of my life. It's like, oh, she got a flat tire on the way over. You know, it's like, holy crap, Scorpio energy works. Human beings don't even kind of realize it. So I really think it's like the surrender part is once you decide this is no good for me, then I think it sounds like Neptune's going to come in and vacuum up all the karma.
Yes. karma. Okay, so shifting to the second card, right? We were talking about... All right, the additional energies. And again, we ended up getting the Four of Wands, which is tripping me out because this card keeps appearing week after week after week after week. So there's a little bit of a love fest going on with the Four of Wands. It's a card of union, balance, harmony. Again, it's a couple dancing on the stage of life with a shared enthusiasm for each other and what the promise of a shared life holds forth, right? It is symbolizing... upcoming marriages blessed by heaven, God, the universe, man. So marriages, that's doesn't literally mean marriage. It means union of people, of new tribes, merging. And it's really primal forces that will create a third partner in the expression of harmony between masculine and feminine elements. Okay. So Four of Wands. So take a look at that card. What are you getting with your varied gifts?
Well, what's interesting is I always think of four is Uranus in astronomology. So it is innovation. And it's just funny how the process doesn't feel that way. Four doesn't feel like you're dancing. like together.
That's interesting.
When it hits you, it is like some sweaty disco for a few minutes, and you might or might not end up with her at the end of the night. That's my experience of four.
You know, I am such a visual girl. Thank you for that. That was great. Yes, dancing on the stage of life right here.
But you do end up there, I guess.
It's a disco day. Now. It's a disco. Okay. Now, it's you know, yeah. Well, you know, there's ravers. There's those that dance all night, you know.
I just mean every four I ever experience is at first unstable leading to stable. The story is first unstable leading to stable. That's always fine. So when I see that four, I'm like, that card is such a mislead. That's not how you feel when you pull that card.
Oh, wow.
I don't feel like. I feel like you're, I almost feel like that card's trying to trick you into like what you're trying to do. mm-hmm. not how you feel when you pull that card. Because mm-hmm. when that card is, to me, the four, it is feeling, it's an electrical storm. It's a lightning storm,
you know. Right. Well, there is the confidence of the self. There is passion that's found, you know, with Kabbalistically with this card. It also highlights the tendency of doing what I want, right? There is this level of to it. That's Kabbalistically, from what I understand.
Okay.
Of this particular card. Yes. So
there's a big I element in the two there, saying. Capital I. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, to me, that's the Aquarius and the individuality, the capital I of Aquarius individuality. Uh-huh. And that's what four is. Age of Aquarius is four. Mm-hmm. So it's that I.
So these are the energies that are greeting us. So little recap. We have the Chariot that's happening. And we also have the Four of Wands. I welcome all, you know, there's a lot of healers. Healers and dealers tuning into the Master's Playground. And I invite you to go ahead and, you know, interpret that for yourself in your world. And, you know, I send many blessings your way in general. So where can people find all things Christopher Witecki?
Come to soulgarden.tv. That's what it is. Soulgarden.tv will take you straight to my website. And from there, you can figure out where you want to watch. I'm on YouTube, mm-hmm. YouTube.com/SoulGardenTV. Mm-hmm. I do a daily show called Namaste Today, where I try to just help you start your day with the right energy and give you a scope of what's going to happen for
the
day.
That's absolutely wonderful. It's great, great, great broadcast. It's part of my daily ritual, and I highly recommend that it becomes part of yours, collective consciousness that's tuning into the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You can find me at... Normally, I would say, you know, one site, but I am actually really, really happy to communicate that I am launching a completely new site. It's launched. She's live. Live. What? Live. Yes. I invite you to experience triplegoddesspro.com. I'll leave it at that. That is my new creation, if you will, post solar eclipse, new moon. So any words on the solar eclipse experience?
Yeah, the solar eclipse which we experienced yesterday is a big one because we are, in essence, setting an emotional foundation that I think we're going to keep for 30 years. So, you know, kind of like how the 80s kind of rumbled us and gave us an unsettled feeling about nuclear war and all that stuff. And we've been kind of living in that emotional pot for 30 years. This eclipse is about coming out of that pot, like... no longer are we going to be based on that sort of fear. But ironically, here we are again mm-hmm. with more Cold War, Russia, and more hostility. But the question is like, are you sitting at home worried for nuclear war this time? Mm-hmm. You know, so to me, the solar eclipse is creating a new emotional pot to plant yourself in. And because Saturn is wrapping up in Scorpio, this will be the pot that we grow the new force in, the new mm-hmm. love force.
Beautiful. So with that, loves, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and close out with a blessing for all of us. So we are in amazing times. I say it every week. I say it every day. I say it to strangers, close friends. We are in amazing times, man. Truly revolutionary. I invite you to embrace your own revolution. So with that, may the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings. Have a beautiful week, everyone.
Love yourself. 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 We are the divine.